Park City's streets are a picture-perfect postcard with the sparkle of holiday lights in December. But behind some closed doors, not every family has a holiday meal waiting. One local family saw that gap and decided to do something about it.
Hello, I'm James Agnew.
And I'm Jana Agnew.
And we started the E4A Holiday Meal Project 10 years ago this December.
It all began with a simple invitation to deliver a few Thanksgiving meals. The Agnews were deeply moved by the experience, and a month later, they decided to take it a step further. They bought meals at the local grocery store and went door to door around town, checking in on neighbors who might need a little extra help that Christmas. By the end of the day, they had delivered about 50 meals.
Or and have them open the door, and we talked to them a little bit. It was snowing, right?
It was the biggest snowstorm. And here we are loading the Christmas dinners in bags to these doors, knock, 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 and kids opening the doors.
Yeah, and just being so grateful. It was right close to the holiday. So the ones that needed it, needed it. And it was a picturesque Park City mountain day with the snow and us just walking through the snow. And it was very impactful to our family.
Janet, you're getting emotional. What's striking a chord with you right now?
Well, I think we always think we have to go elsewhere to serve and make an impact. But the truth is, service happens in your own backyard. And we have lived by that and tried to teach our children that. But what is so cool is having their friends also see the vision and catch that little bit of how it feels to serve at the most wonderful time of the year, which can also not be the happiest time of the year for so many families. And so traipsing through that snow and just gathering a few people and just feeling love for your neighbors is probably the greatest gift that you can give your family and their friend and then their friends.
In the 10 years since that snowy day, what began as a family-centered service project has grown into a broader lesson in community and teamwork, reaching between 600 to 800 families across the Wasatch Back each December. The Agnews still provide the backbone of the Christmas meals operation. They also partner with Operation Hope through the Christian Center of Park City, where families sign up to receive a meal. Park City High School's Especially for Athletes Club, a student athlete service organization, brings energy and manpower. Former club president Marcella Woolley, now a freshman at BYU, helped run the program for 4 years.
We got tons of community members. We had the majority of the sports teams at my high school show up, and we assembled all the meals. And then the best part, in my opinion, is when all the community members and the students and the athletes will get the meals and they hand deliver them to each family that needs one.
When the big day arrives, usually the Saturday before Christmas, U-Hauls pull up to the high school cafeteria loaded with crates of food. Inside, the space transforms into a bustling holiday assembly line. Tables stretch wall to wall, stacked with chicken, rice, beans, corn, tortillas, and pie. Everything needed for a festive meal. Student athletes and volunteers arrive early, some in jerseys, some in Santa hats, ready to get to work. Marcella says the E4A Club raises money year-round, but this project gives those dollars a face and a story.
We are very good at collecting money, but we don't get, as students, a ton of one-on-one interaction with the people we are serving. And I think that that is what's really special about the Meals Project, is you are, from start to finish, helping these families. You are fundraising, you are assembling the meals, and then you get to go and directly see where this meal is going. You get to meet the family. You aren't dropping it at the food pantry. You aren't, you know, just fundraising and sending a check over. Like, you are delivering it to the people who are going to be eating that food. And I think that that is just so special, to break down that wall of service and to directly be serving these people that are in our community, that are our neighbors.
The Agnews' grown children are all living out of state, but they still make a point to fly home early. The service project has become the family's focal point and reminder of what's really important during the holidays. Marcella says being part of the Christmas meals has been incredibly eye-opening.
I think one of the most important things, both with essentially all the students and myself included, I think living in Park City, you assume that everyone is well off. You don't understand that other students at your school are struggling and other families in your community are struggling.
Sometimes those deliveries hit closer to home than anyone expects. Here's James again.
So we were there cleaning up once and a student came back and kind of found us and just said, and she had been there, you know, organizing and putting meals together, and then she went out and delivered. And she came back and she just said, I want you to know I was here today, but I'm also, my family also received a meal. And it was just amazing, you know, just the full circle of who's helping, who's receiving. You would never know that unless she told me, you know. I've always remembered that story because as we meet every year, it's like, okay, who is needing, who is giving?
The Agnews say even after students graduate, many return to volunteer, sharing their gratitude for being part of the effort. Some have even woven the experience into college essays, reflecting on how it shaped their understanding of community and service.
There was one of the students that reported back that went clear out to this area in Echo, found a home way up in the hill, and the lady said, I can't believe you found me. And it's like, oh no, if we have your address, we're gonna find you, and you are not forgotten. And that, I mean, that's priceless for a young high schooler to realize. I mean, I just think that they'll remember that the rest of their life. So it's funny because you think the people receiving their gratitude, but it's actually the people serving that come back with a full heart. So it's full circle.
In a town framed by snowy peaks and festive lights, the Christmas Meals Project is about more than just food. It's a tradition of generosity, a bridge across social divides, and a reminder that even in the coldest months, warmth and community can thrive one meal at a time. This is Amber Johnson for the Community Campfire.